You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
To make the playoffs, but they have a chance tonight to move into a tie with Calgary for second place and move within two games of the Vancouver Bandits. Actually, would be a game and a half. As we are joined by head coach and GM Jordan Baker. And Jordan, obviously revenge taking on the Vancouver Bandits. You faced them. It's been close games, maybe not as close as you would like. What have you seen in those early games against Vancouver that are the areas of your team's game you'd like to sharpen up a bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing overly complicated, which is nice. But it's transition defense, trying to keep them in the half court, forcing them to play 5-on-5 instead of, running out and getting some easy ones. And then, defending the three-point line. They're a team that wants to shoot, upwards of 50 attempts from three. So for us, it's a matter of being engaged early in the possession. And then, later on in the possession, giving second efforts and forcing them to put the ball on the ground and attack the paint.
So when you say protect the three-point line, do you just have your guys play higher out automatically then?
It's a combination of things. We defensively like to switch a lot of things with our, similar sized players. And where that means we're not waiting behind screens for guys to attack the basket. We know they want to sit behind and shoot. So for us, it's being more aggressive on those switches. And then, with our bigs being a little bit more active early, being visible, and then, providing some help from the weak side. When there's a 2-on-2 pick and roll action, there's lots of ways we can be better for sure.
Okay.
Starts with transition defense. Starts with not allowing passes up the sideline to allow people to walk into naked threes in transition. So yeah, it's a bunch of things that my guys hopefully will be able to execute tonight.
And it seems like Vancouver, when they get up, they can kind of run away from some games. If you just look at their wins, when they win, they've had a tendency to win big. But when they lose, it's kind of the opposite. That the closer the game is, that's when teams seem to have more success against them. Do you sense, are they, and this might be the wrong term, but are they like a front-running team, and that once they get out, it's really hard to catch them?
I mean, I don't think so. They're well-coached. They're well-rounded. I mean, they really do a great job in the third quarter coming out of halftime and playing with a certain level of pace. So for us, it's going to be a close game at halftime tonight. That's the reality of things in our league. And, if we can weather that third quarter storm, lean on our depth a little bit tonight, we're going to like the position we're in. If we give up a 35-point third quarter, then, like you said, they're going to run away from things a little bit. So there's lots of areas for us to focus on.
Jordan Baker joins us. Jordan, you're gone for quite a while. And I know you come back and practice, but then you leave. And just what do you make of that extended road trip, if you want to call it that, even though I know you come home at times? How do you feel your team handled it, and how much are you looking forward to? And do you find that your team maybe plays a little different at home?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely play a little bit more energized at home. We feed off the Expo Center crowd, and they do a great job of sort of being our support blanket a little bit. When things are going right, they make sure they stay in the action and give us that boost. When we're on the road, I think it's a different type of challenge. Certainly, there's only 15 people that are, in Stingers colors on the road. So it's more of a internal effort trying to, rally each other versus relying on some sort of external motivation. But at the same time, when we're on the road, we're focused on business, and it's guys staying with each other and having team meals with each other and really getting to know each other and building the trust on and off the floor. So those extended road trips, sure, we're not in front of our home crowd, which we want to be every single night, but we're building resilience and building some camaraderie in different ways when we're on the road. And especially when we win, some close ones, it certainly helps.
Jordan, when I spoke to you at the start of the season, it's almost like you had a crystal ball, because kind of how you talked about it, it might be a little bit of a slow start. We got some guys, we got a gel. And then that's basically exactly what's happened. So now you look at where your team is and the guys you've got in here. How confident are you with this group that, and the recent record would suggest you should be pretty confident. And it's really kind of comes down to, like you went into Niagara, you had a big win there. Like Vancouver's really the only team that you haven't found success against this year. So is there something important there? Do you feel mentally for your group to just say, hey, if we can beat them, then we can beat anybody?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any doubt in our locker room that you know, if we play well, we can't beat anybody in the league. And that's the nice part about the CBL is there's so much parity, and every single night anybody can beat anyone. So for us, I don't think we've put our best effort forward against Vancouver in any of the three times we played them. I mean, the first two times we played them, it was, you know, within the first couple of weeks of the season starting. And like you said, we weren't firing on all cylinders at that time. And then, you know, the last time we saw them, it was an odd road trip, an Ottawa-Vancouver swing trip after spending a couple of weeks on the road. So we were, you know, maybe not at our best mentally, but, you know, now that we're back at home, hopefully we'll put a good effort forward. And, you know, if they play better than us, then so be it. But, yeah, our guys are confident in our abilities for sure.
You look at, you know, just your team and your offense. And obviously, you know, Sean East II has been a main guy for you. Scotty Lindsay's really picked up the scoring. But, like, your offense the last month and a bit has really come on. And obviously East leading it, but everybody else, like, you're getting contributions from lots of different guys. What have you liked specifically about your offense that's allowed you to become one of the high-scoring teams for the last 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think we've, you know, as bad as it sounds, gotten into a little bit better shape. We can play a little bit faster. We can play up-tempo. We can score in the first six seconds of the possession. And when you can do that in our league where there's not a whole lot of, you know, teams that are organized defensively to the degree where, you know, they're going to be able to put bodies in front of the basketball in those first 6 seconds, you know, we're able to really maximize the number of possessions we have in a ballgame. And the other thing is, you know, over the last month or so, we've been really sharing the ball. You look at our assist numbers, they're up from where they were at the beginning of the year. We're trying to create shots for guys. And that comes with, you know, some unselfishness from the players, certainly, but it also comes from, you know, guys being used to each other and understanding, you know, okay, this is a spot where, you know, Scotty wants to see the ball, or this is a spot where, you know, Sean's going to have a little bit more space to operate. And we're not crowding guys when they need space, and we're supporting guys when they need a little bit of help. So it's a lot of, you know, what I mentioned before, just getting used to each other and being a little more comfortable on that side of the ball as well.
Well, Jordan, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the game tonight. Great Friday and Sunday home games for the Stingers. And I know people are excited to see the Stingers back in action. And especially anytime you can have one of the best teams come into the league against one of the best teams, it should be a hell of a game. So enjoy tonight and Sunday.
Yeah, appreciate it. We're looking forward to it.